Good morning. It's day 19, and now I'm reading back into the... Hello, Maggie Mo. Want to settle? It's back into the 1700s again. Constance Meyer. The name of French painter Constance Meyer is closely linked with that of Pierre-Paul Proudhon, whose pupil and lover she was. Many of her works, especially genre scenes and portraits, were sold under this name. And even today, correct attribution is often difficult. This is what I was chatting about not too long ago on one of the other artists, about how they had to go under different names to get their work out there. Constance Meyer was born in 1775, born in Paris, and she studies with Jean-Baptiste Greuze, G-R-E-U-Z-E, and briefly collaborates with Jacques-Louis David. Oh, he did some great paintings. 1796, exhibits at Paris Salon for the first time. In 1802, meets Pierre-Paul Proudhon, whose pupil and lover, later lover, she becomes, and then she dies in 1821 in Paris again. Another Parisian. Constance Meyer was born in Paris, 1775, the daughter of a customs official. She was taught by the leading genre painter Jean-Baptiste Greuze, and for a brief time even worked in the studio of the celebrated Jacques-Louis David. Though his heroic manner was not to her taste, it was quite different with Pierre-Paul Proudhon, whom she met in 1802, although she was by then in her late 20s, had finished her training and had already had works exhibited at the Salon in Paris since 1796. She was keen to go on studying with him. The teacher-pupil relationship soon developed into a love affair. Constance Meyer was besotted, and in 1810 moved to the Sorbonne in Paris, where a studio apartment had been made available to Proudhon so as to be nearer to him. 17 years his junior, Meyer became his closest collaborator, partner, and lover. When Proudhon's wife had a nervous breakdown in 1803 and was shut away in a closed institution, Constance Meyer looked after the couple's children, ran Proudhon's household, and supported him financially. Oh, really? Interesting. It is not easy to distinguish her work from that of her former teacher. Often they worked together on a painting, Proudhon doing sketches and Meyer doing the painting from them. This procedure... I've got to turn that down. Proudhon, let's see, where was I? This procedure was not at all uncommon at the time, but in this case led to Constance Meyer as a painter disappearing behind the figure of Proudhon. That's what happens. Yeah, women didn't get their work out, didn't get their names out because they were behind the man's work. Her picture, The Dream of Happiness of 1819, was likewise the result of this collaboration. Proudhon having done the sketches here too, lit by the light of the moon on a boat gliding smoothly over the water, a young woman rests on the arm of her husband with a sleeping child at her breast. A female figure, Fortuna, assisted by Cupid, rows the boat. Exhibited at the Salon in 1819, the picture had an accompanying text, "Love and happiness navigate a boat over a river of life." A young man sits at the stern, holding his wife and sleeping child in his arms. Possibly this allegorical scene contained possibly this allegorical scene contains some of Constance Meyer's own dreams and longings. Her artistic output and devotion to Proudhon brought her no fulfillment and led to severe depression and panic. Worse after the death of his wife, Proudhon refused After the death of his wife, Proudhon refused to marry her. On May 26, 1821, she committed suicide in her studio, cutting her own throat. Shaken by her death, Proudhon completed her last works, and the following year put on a retrospective of her work at the Salon. Wow, what a story. I'd like to know more about her. There's further reading. Anne Sutherland Harris and Linda Nochlin, Women Artists, 1550 to 1950, put out by the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, LACMA, and Delia Gaze, editor, Dictionary of Women Artists. You know, each one of these pages of women in this book have further readings that I haven't actually put into the cast, but so that's Constance Meyer, and I'm calling it day 19 since I went out of order with Eva Hess yesterday. Tomorrow will be Rosa Bonheur. Hope you enjoyed it. Give me a comment if you would like. If not, that's fine too.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.